We have an update this morning on the resignation announcement of Tom DeLay. Amid corruption investigations, the former House Majority Leader sent word by videotape that he will give up a bid for re-election and leave Congress by mid-June. After releasing that videotape, DeLay returned the calls of NPR's Andrea Seabrook, who has interviewed him in the past. And Andrea is with us on the line. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How did this interview come about?
Well, I'm actually in jury duty today, and I'm sitting in the courthouse jury room, and I got a call back from Tom DeLay. And I immediately called NPR, and he said that he agreed that he would speak to us about his decision to step down from Congress.
And you recorded this interview, and let's listen to a little bit of this as Tom DeLay answered the question of whether he is backing away from a fight by quitting his seat.
I'm not turning from a political fight. I'm kind of excited that I'm going to be out there trying to unify the conservative movement. I'm going to be fighting very hard to grow the majority in the House. I just think I can do it better outside the House than inside right now.
Does this have anything to do with the investigation of Tony Rudy, your aide, and the ongoing corruption investigation into Jack Abramoff?
I'm not connected to that, all that at all. I made this decision before I knew what Tony Rudy was going to do, and I know my detractors and enemies are trying to prove me guilty by association, but unfortunately they're not going to get to do that now.
Tom DeLay talking to NPR's Andrea Seabrook, who's on the line with us. And Andrea, remind us who Rudy is and what is the legal situation that Tom DeLay is in.
Tony Rudy was one of Tom DeLay's closest aides. He was at one point in the late 90s. He worked in the office up to 2000, and he pleaded guilty on Friday to seeking and accepting bribes in return for trying to influence Tom DeLay's vote.
And this is not the only legal problem that reaches into DeLay's office. He's under indictment, too.
He is under indictment on state criminal campaign finance charges in Texas. The federal investigation is the one to watch, though, at this point, as its tentacles seem to be reaching further and further inside Tom DeLay's office.
And very briefly, what was your sense of Tom DeLay's mood after your conversation with him?
I think he was not pleased by the repeated questioning of how that investigation relates to him. It's just the idea that he would turn away from a political fight at this point when he has never in 22 years been known to do that is one that's, as a political reporter, hard to understand. And so I find myself continuing to ask questions about that investigation.
And we should mention just very briefly, he's going to stay in Washington?
That is what I hear, that he is actually moving his home out of the district altogether so that there will be a special election in Texas for someone to replace him.
Okay, thanks very much. NPR's Andrea Seabrook, we'll let you get back to jury duty. Thanks for your work.
You're welcome.
And we want to just leave you with one more bit of tape from that interview with Congressman Tom DeLay. In this piece of tape, Congressman DeLay denies again that the investigations of him had anything to do with his decision to leave Congress.
I am not a target of the investigation. I have not spoken to any federal agent. I have not been interviewed by any federal agent. I have cooperated by sending all my records and everything to the Department of Justice. I have not been subpoenaed. I have not been talked to. I know the press has a hard time believing it, but the truth is I am not a target of this investigation. Abramoff has nothing to do with me, and you know what? And when I step out of the House, I don't have to answer those kind of questions anymore. And I got to go. Bye-bye.
Texas Congressman Tom DeLay on tape this morning. And you're hearing him on Morning Edition from NPR News.